I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to The Daily Stoic, where each day we read a short passage designed to help you cultivate the strength, insight, wisdom necessary for living the good life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. Patience will be key to surviving this. We're all getting a little stir crazy. We were just about to launch that project we had worked on for years. We were just about to sign a deal long in the making. We were about to make a career change. We were about to board a plane for a backpacking trip. And now we're cooped up for who knows how long. How much will it set us back at work? Will that client still be interested? Will it still be lucrative? Will that career still exist? That airline? It's impossible to say. We will have to wait weeks or months or years to find out. All we know is that we've never had our patience tested quite like this. When the Emperor Hadrian started devising his succession plan, he bumped into a problem. It wasn't just that he didn't have a son. It was that a boy who he had his eye on, who he thought could make it to the throne, was only 17 years old. And so his workaround was to adopt a 51-year-old man named Antoninus on the condition that he adopt and train that 17-year-old boy named Marcus Aurelius. Given life expectancy statistics at the time, Hadrian figured that this regent and mentor might be at the helm for 5 years. Marcus Aurelius could have felt it. Any day now, he'd be getting that promotion. Instead, Antoninus lived and ruled for 23 years. It could have driven him crazy, but instead, it made Marcus better. In the 23 years of Antoninus's reign, Marcus spent just 2 nights away from him, biographer Frank McLinn tells us. Another severe test of his patience and stoical character. As severe a test as it was, some 30 years later, Marcus would write in his journal with great adoration for those years and what he learned from his adopted father. Hard work, persistence, self-reliance, always. Respect for people who practiced philosophy. Think of Seneca spending years in exile. Think of Epictetus having to wait until he was 30. That's how long the minimum term of slavery was in Roman times until he could be free. Think of Stockdale in that prison camp for close to a decade. These were not easy situations. They were not short waits. But these Stoics endured them. They survived them. They chose to be made better for them, just as we can choose to be made better for what we are going through right now. Who knows how long it will last? Who knows if the projections are right? All we can do is work hard, persist, be self-reliant, practice philosophy. You can lead a good life anywhere, Marcus Aurelius wrote, including in a lockdown during a pandemic. You just have to be patient and you have to choose to be productive. Thanks for listening to the Daily Stoic podcast. If you could leave us a review in iTunes, it helps a great deal. And of course, if you know anyone who would benefit from these messages, please spread the word. Thanks.
Hey,
Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.